produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back. Dr. Sam Alibrando, psychologist and author of The Three Dimensions of Emotions. Could you tell us where we can find this book? Can we get it online or...
The easiest place is on Amazon or on Barnes and Noble, and it's in some retail stores as well. But certainly the easiest place to do it is at one of those two online venues. And people can go to if they go to my website on the book, it'll just point you in that direction to Amazon or Barnes and Noble.
Okay. So after being a psychologist for 35 years, have you seen people grow in their consciousness and their ability to handle problems?
Yeah, you know what? I believe so. I think the generations have, when I first started, and maybe before, psychology was something either for rich people or for mentally ill people. And it seems like back in the 50s and 60s, it became more part of our way of thinking. In fact, it's one of the number one growing areas for work in the future is in that area of psychology. And I think in general, people have more of a growth and more of a self-awareness. Now, there are people who are still, like we talked about before, pretty kind of stuck, and it's a scary thing to go. I have another book called Follow the Yellow Brick Road, and in that, my first book, Follow the Yellow Brick Road, I tell the story of how we grow through the Wizard of Oz metaphor or story. And there are some people, when we get thrown into Oz, want to get back out as soon as they can, and other people stay in Oz to learn and do what they need to do. For example, I believe in as the metaphor goes, that Dorothy had to integrate the three parts of herself. The lion part of herself is the power dimension, right? And the heart part, the Tin Man, represented the heart dimension, and the Scarecrow was representing the knowing dimension or the mindfulness. And I believe that the mythology of that brilliant story is that Dorothy's job was to become a girl, was going to become a woman. And she had to bring those three parts and develop those three parts of herself. When we see her, when we meet the three characters, they're all in their negative position. And because you remember, the lion was real nasty and a bully. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the story, she brings them all together as an integrated team. So I see that as one of the things. And not everybody is either able or willing to do that, but I think increasingly people are becoming more psychologically sophisticated. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Is there ever a time when you want to just use the negative side of one of these three dimensions to help someone?
Oh, on my end?
Yeah.
That's a great question. The answer would be, if I said no, I would be lying to you. And sometimes that's because I'm getting triggered, right? My ego is getting in the way. So if there's a client who's resisting or isn't changing and I get frustrated with them, well, that's my ego. That's because I'm not being helpful. What's wrong, you know? But there are other times, interestingly enough, that my anger may actually be a very appropriate application of the power dimension. The other day, it was a man I'm working with who keeps getting himself in the same trouble. And I told him in a very honest moment, I kind of broke out of my professional role, and I said, I am so sad to watch you destroy your life. That would be a blue thing.
Okay, yeah.
And he told me later that really grabbed him and affected him. So sometimes it looks like we're doing something negative, but actually can have a positive effect.
That's great. Do you have any other last comments? We're just about to wrap up.
No, just I love the question you asked. Is that if we're health minded and we are people who want to grow, just stay aware and be honest and try to stay away from shame and guilt when we do it, and we'll grow. If people want to take that test, can I say the name of the website?
Sure,
is that
absolutely.
Okay?
Let us know the name of the website.
It's www.power-heart-mindfulness.com. So power-heart-mindfulness.com. And when they go there, I have a couple giveaways, including the ability to take that test.
Okay, thank you. One last question. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Oh, boy. Okay. That's a tough... I mean, I wanted to say Shawshank Redemption was the first one that popped in my head. It's certainly in my top 10.
And I
love the fact that there was redemption at the end, that this man who was patient and went through all this stuff and was able to come out the end the winner. So that was the one that popped in my head. That's a great question.
Okay. And who's your favorite psychologist?
My favorite psychologist.
Other than yourself.
My favorite psychologist is probably Wilfred Bion, who is the Love, Hate, and Knowing. But my other favorite psychologist isn't even a psychologist. It will be Eckhart Tolle, who talks about pain body and mindfulness. So
that's right. And you're still following him?
Pardon me?
I say you still follow his work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Do you have any really good daily manuals that you read just a little bit of every day, like therapy?
You know what? I listen to Eckhart every day, I think, when I get up in the morning. Because he has a lot of these nice little videos. I mean, audios. Otherwise, no, I'll read different. I'll read different things depending on what I need to read at the time.
Okay, and you've read all of Eckhart Tolle's books?
I've read his two. I know he has more. I've been more listening to him than I have been reading him lately.
Okay. All right. And any good psychologists in movies? Have you seen any movies with great psychologists in them?
Well, there's the... you know what happens is I know in Treatment on HBO, that at least the first season represented a pretty good therapist. Now, what about Bob? That's not a good therapist.
No.
So, you want the opposite of that. But I think the therapist in Treatment on the HBO series, at least in the first couple episodes, is pretty interesting.
And humor is a very powerful in moving people through this.
Oh, you know what? The other one was I can't remember the name of it now. Mary Tyler Moore was the mother.
Ordinary People.
Ordinary People. I like him as a therapist as well.
Good. Okay. Is there anything you would like to add about the three dimensions and how people can use them to their advantage?
Just the one phrase I have is, it's not what we're doing that's negative, it's what we're not doing that's positive. So if we're getting really angry, the problem isn't that we're angry. The problem is that we're not loving enough or we're not patient enough. We're not doing the blue enough or we're not doing the yellow enough. And if we're giving in to people all the time, it's not because we're not too moving toward or too blue. It's that we're not doing enough healthy red or not enough healthy yellow. So it's not that what we're doing that's negative is the issue. It's what we're not doing that's positive. And if we learn to find that what that is and bring it in to our repertoire, we'll get back in the balance. And being in balance is the healthy way to be.
Is there any way to mix these colors wrong? Can you be working in all of them at the same time?
Well, that's what I like about colors, first of all, is because you can mix them. For example, a person who's very, very afraid of being red, they may be green, right? Green is a combination of yellow and blue. So they're blue, meaning they're giving in, and yellow, they're detached because they're afraid to be red. Or purple people. I was helping a friend the other day who took the test, and she came out purple. And she's one of these people who is always engaged with other people, but she needs to learn to be more mindful. So it helps that she could say, oh, look how purple I am. So what am I not doing? I'm not doing yellow. I need to bring more yellow into my repertoire. So that would be letting go of control. Let things happen. Don't try to control everything. And then that would bring her into balance. So that's one of the things I like about the colors is you can blend them.
Okay. And do you can you do any of your courses online to learn this?
Well, you know, I have a course that's for psychologists, continuing education. I don't have any courses right now, but that's not a bad idea, is it?
I think it's fascinating, and I think most of the world would find the same thing. I think it could really help anyone and everyone.
I will take that under advisement.
Okay, so you'll have to let us know when you get your course up and running, and you'll have to come back on our show.
That'd be great.
Okay. I sure want to thank you for coming on the show today and being sharing in the three dimensions of emotions, finding the balance of power, heart, and mindfulness in all your relationships. It's a great book. You can get it on Kindle. You can get it. It's published by New Page Books. And Dr. Sam Alibrando has spent 35 years developing this 3D model for doing so. And he has successfully taught it to thousands of people. So look the book up, and we just want to thank you again, Sam, for a brilliant book.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. We would like to also thank Alan Wishart and the stations across the country who air this Health First program. May your week be healthy and happy.